Today's conversations got me thinking about political dialogue and persuasion, and I emerged from the rabbit hole of rhetoric with the word apophasis, A-P-O-P-H-A-S-I-S. Apophasis is a device in which someone says something by saying they won't be saying it. It's an unfamiliar term for a familiar move. Think of the many times you've heard someone say not to mention and then mention that very thing. One of the best definitions of apophasis is also one of the earliest. In 1657, John Smith defined apophasis as a kind of irony, whereby we deny that we say or do that which we especially say or do. The word apophasis comes to us from the Greek apophanai, to deny, from apo, or off, plus phanai, to say. And if you really time travel, this comes from the Proto-Indo-European root bay, B-H-A, to say, speak, or tell, from which we get many fabulous words, including, well, fabulous, not to mention fandango, nefarious, and phonics. Perhaps the most famous literary use of apophasis comes from William Shakespeare's play Julius Caesar. Soon after Mark Antony's famous Lend Me Your Ears monologue, he goes on to speak of Caesar's will. Have patience, gentle friends, I must not read it. It is not meet you know how Caesar loved you. You are not wood, you are not stones, but men. And being men, hearing the will of Caesar, it will inflame you, it will make you mad. 'Tis good you know not that you are his heirs, for if you should, oh, what would come of it? Somewhat more recently, you can find apophasis in the hands of our greatest novelists. Joseph Conrad, in Chance, writes, "The doctrine which I imagine she stuffs into the pretty heads of your girl guests is almost vengeful, a sort of moral fire and sword doctrine. How far the lesson is wise is not for me to say." But of course, he's just said it. Or perhaps you heard this bit of apophatic dialogue from Robert Downey Jr. as Tony Stark in Iron Man 2. "I'm not saying I'm responsible for this country's longest run of uninterrupted peace in 35 years. I'm not saying that from the ashes of captivity never has a phoenix metaphor been more personified. I'm not saying Uncle Sam can kick back in a lawn chair sipping an iced tea because I haven't come across anyone man enough to go toe-to-toe with me on my best day. It's not about me." For obvious reasons, the veneer of plausible deniability that apophasis provides is particularly popular in political speech. Abraham Lincoln, one of our best presidential orators, was particularly fond of it. "I will not say that he willfully misquotes," Abraham Lincoln said in an 1858 speech, "but he does fail to quote accurately." And then later in 1858, in a debate with Stephen Douglas, Lincoln said, "I leave it to you to say whether, in the history of our government, this institution of slavery has not always failed to be a bond of union and, on the contrary, been an apple of discord and an element of division in the House." The political trend today seems to be apophasis of a much more direct sort, and you can find plenty of examples by searching the web for your favorite or most reviled contemporary politician along with the word. I leave that as an exercise for listeners. Incidentally, there's a long tradition of apophasis in philosophy and religion, one stream of which is known more popularly as negative theology, the idea that God can only be described by negation. In an On Being interview, poet Christian Wiman put it in appropriately poetic terms. He says, "It's why I'm drawn to mystics like Meister Eckhart and more contemporary ones like Simone Weil and the language of apophasis where you state something, but the statement sort of unstates itself. Meister Eckhart said, 'We pray to God to be free of God. We ask God to be free of God.'" In other words, the idea here is that God is ineffable. And guess what? Ineffable comes from the same P-I-E root, bay, I mentioned earlier. For more about apophasis, including some examples from very contemporary politics, plus previous words from Northern Soundings, go to katexic.com/KUAC.